Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with customer care. I was returning your call.
Yes, I got a charge on my account and I'm wondering what it was for.
Okay, what is your first and last name, please?
Diane Lorenzano.
Spell your last name, please.
LAURANZANO.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do have an account pulled up in your name. If you could verify for me, please, your address.
1 Perkins Road in Danvers.
Okay, thank you. One moment, I'm just checking to see what was ordered. Okay, it looks like you. Let's see, completed a survey or entered in a contest for a mixer. And in doing that, it signed you up for a meal plan app as well, provides you with nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that.
And it charged my account $59.89.
Yes, it's $59.89 for the subscription.
No, cancel it, please.
Okay, now
I want a credit to.
I could lower the cost by $20.
No, I want a full credit for the $59.89, please.
Okay, now the charge is valid based on the terms and conditions. Hold on for one moment.
I was supposed to get a free mixer.
Well, the way that works is your name is entered in a sweepstakes, and the information was disclosed in the terms and conditions. So we're assuming, the customers have read the terms and they're fully aware of what they're signing up for. Hold on for one moment. Now, what I can do because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, let's see, the system will allow a 50% credit. I can override that and at least credit 75% back to the account.
I can't get 100%.
No, see, once you've been billed, the charge is valid, but based on the information that you shared, you misunderstood what you were signing up for. So the system will allow me to at least credit $44.91 back to your account.
Do you have a manager I can speak to?
Okay, they're going to pretty much tell you the same thing, but one moment. What I'm doing now is just making sure everything is canceled out before I transfer the call over. One moment.
My problem is it put my account in the negative. So now I have another insufficient fund to pay.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And again, we're assuming the customers, have read over the terms and conditions and they're fully aware of what they signed up for.
I'm sure I'm not the only one that's called.
One moment, if you don't mind. Okay, thanks for holding. I did get approval to provide you with a full refund
I
minus the five,
appreciate it.
no problem, minus though the $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll agree to that.
Okay, hold the line for one moment, please. Thank you. and I'm just waiting for the credit to process. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to credit $54.89. Your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
Okay.
And you are all set.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And your name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Mm-hmm. Do I have a confirmation number or anything?
Yes, I could provide you with one. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Your cancellation number is going to be C like Charles 920-526-662.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I was able to help, and thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.